You are listening to A Lenten Walk Through the Word, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
As the people were in expectation, and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Christ, John answered them all, saying, I baptize you with water, but he who is mightier than I is coming, the strap of whose sandals I'm not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his barn, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. So with many other exhortations, he preached good news to the people. But Herod the Tetrarch, who had been reproved by him for Herodias, his brother's wife, and for all the evil things that Herod had done, added this to them all, that he locked up John in prison. Now when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heavens were opened, and the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form like a dove, and a voice came from heaven, You are my beloved Son. With you, I am well pleased. Here ends the reading. It was a few short weeks ago when we observed the festival of the baptism of our Lord. It's always a temptation to want to focus on and bring to mind our own baptisms. And even better if there is a baptism in our congregation that day. But preachers do well to point out that it is the festival of the baptism of our Lord. We hear about the baptism of Jesus in the midst of the season of Epiphany. Epiphany, which means manifestation. Each Sunday during this season, manifest reveals something to us about who this Jesus is who would baptize with the Holy Spirit and with fire. And what's revealed in the passage above in Luke's gospel? First, it's revealed that while John was a great prophet, he was simply the forerunner. As people were wondering whether John might be the Christ, the baptizer made it clear that Jesus would come with mighty power, bringing the Spirit and fire. Second, this passage announces that while Jesus would come to purify and cleanse the corrupted people of Israel, this would indeed be good news. Luke tells us with many other exhortations, John preached good news to the people. It may not sound like good news, but the coming of the Messiah, the Christ, was truly good news for the people and for the nation. Crowds came to John because they saw the need for repentance and renewal in their land, beginning with their own lives, as they entered the water to be baptized by John. And then, third, in this passage, it's revealed that Jesus, the one who was without sin, took our sin upon himself, submitting to baptism to fulfill all righteousness, as it says elsewhere. Our Lord led the way for us to follow, as he was washed in the waters of baptism, declared the only Son of the Father, with whom the Father God was well pleased. Now we are reminded that as Jesus was baptized, we too are to be baptized. It isn't optional. We're baptized into Jesus' life, death, and resurrection to draw strength and comfort when our sins or conscience oppress us, as Martin Luther says in the Large Catechism. Let's pray. Lord Jesus Christ, because I have been baptized as you were baptized, help me to draw strength and comfort when my sins and conscience oppress me. Amen. A suggestive Lenten response: light a candle today in remembrance of Jesus and your baptisms.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our ministry and mission. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.